Most of the Midwest will likely experience a status quo weather pattern this week with very little change expected relative to that of last week. We do expect to see showers and thunderstorms occurring periodically across northern and eastern portions of the Midwest, but this is really nothing different than what we've been seeing. The precipitation that occurs is going to be very limited in its significance, and it's very important to not be focused on the forecast for scattered showers, but to be more focused on the fact that evaporation rates at this time of the year are high enough to make it difficult for any kind of a net increase in soil moisture to occur across these production areas. It is the end of July and early part of August, and as you know, in a normal year, it's very difficult for a significant increase in soil moisture to occur across the Midwest under these circumstances with temperatures near to above average. And so for that reason, there's very little chance that we're going to see a major soaking take place and a reversal in crop conditions across the region. And that's the most important part of this forecast. Temperatures will be in the 80s and lower 90s across a big part of the eastern and northern parts of the, well, at least the eastern parts of the Midwest. The northern areas will see temperatures more in the 80s with some occasional upper 70s maybe, but temperatures will still be warm enough for evaporation to counter the precipitation that occurs. In the southwestern part of the Corn Belt, much hotter temperatures will likely continue to occur in two major waves. The first is from now through Wednesday, when portions of Kansas, Missouri, and southwestern Illinois, as well as part of Nebraska and southwestern Iowa, will see temperatures in the 90s and lower 100s, very similar to what occurred over the course of the weekend. The heat is likely to continue to punish crops across the region. Crops will continue to yield less and less, and the overall bottom line is going to continue to be one of deterioration. So the crops across the southwest will continue to see further losses. Elsewhere in the Midwest, the losses will be slower in coming, but they are expected as well, unless we get some kind of significant rain event to take place sometime real soon. The trend is still going to be somewhat downward on some of the production potentials. The outlook for rainfall across the northern and eastern parts of the Midwest will probably be still light. We're looking for a quarter to three-quarters of an inch of moisture in this first week of the outlook, with some local amounts of 1 to 1.5 inches, and the same will occur in the second week of the forecast as well. Evaporation rates with temperatures in the 80s and lower 90s are often upwards close to a half inch on a day-by-day basis, so obviously we need a whole lot more rain than what's being suggested here to induce any kind of a turnaround. During the course of the weekend, we did see a favorable amount of rainfall occur across northwestern parts of Iowa, where more than an inch of rain fell. In fact, temperatures Saturday afternoon in a bunch of Iowa were limited to the upper 60s and 70s because of the cooler air that was left over from those thunderstorms. The temperatures have since warmed again across a big part of Iowa. Yesterday's temperatures back into the 80s and lower 90s, and it looks like the majority of the Midwest will get away from any kind of significant coolness for a little while. Some cooler weather will come in a couple of waves. Probably the most important part of the forecast is that there will be a break in the heat and the dryness in the southwestern Corn Belt that will occur later this work week. Chance for thunderstorms will occur there and some temporary cooling, but it is going to be very brief in duration. We'll be right back into the heat again and dryness during the late week and early part of next week. Any relief that occurs will certainly be temporary and will not have a big impact on the bottom line. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.